Here it is, another debate. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. What'll happen? Will the punch-drunk Hillary stagger back into the ring for one last blow from the walk-on challenger she never saw coming? Or is the confident but inexperienced newcomer about to get a wake-up call from a cornered champion with nothing left to lose? The latest CBS News New York Times poll shows just how the tables have turned on Hillary Clinton in just 2 months. Gone are the days when her husband was a plus and her toughest challenge was to pick a campaign song. Celine Dion's You and I. Remember that? We still haven't heard Celine sing. Just the fat lady. Hillary is still viewed by more Democrats as being prepared for president, but according to the polls, this is not about being prepared. Look at this. Asked whether they want their next president to compromise or just stick to party positions, 77% of Democratic voters want the next Democratic president to compromise. They want the country united. And yet only 53% of Democrats see Hillary Clinton as being able to bring that kind of unity. 77% think Barack Obama can do it. But it doesn't stop there. Among Republicans, 72% of Republicans want their candidate to compromise too. What voters want is someone different from George Bush, someone who doesn't see things as black and white. And try as she might, Hillary Clinton comes across as too black and white, giving an advantage to Barack Obama, who strangely enough unifies the country by being exactly half black and half white. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.